Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Ken Barkley and Mark Melusis on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Don't really love the fact, before we walk aboard Connor Allen here, who is the director of betting for 4 for 4, Ken, we're about 18 minutes away from post time for the Lake George, and our horse is a little bit dead on the board. And what I mean by, for those that don't follow horse race, well, he's 4-1 on the morning line. Right now, he's 8-1 with 18 minutes to post. So don't love that.
He doesn't like something.
Yeah, don't love that fact. So the fact that his odds has trickled up. But let's welcome aboard Connor Allen right now. He joins us. Hey, Connor, Mark Melusis, Ken Barkley with you. Thanks for the time here on this Friday.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. It's just getting time where things are going to start happening in the NFL, and it's a great time to be, you know, analyzing football, and everything that we've been talking about the whole offseason is going to finally start coming to fruition in the next few months.
Connor, I want to package together the news stories that Mark and I did in the first hour and just ask you, basically, do they make you want to make any bets on anything? So we had the Devontae Adams story today, and you could kind of pair that with Rodgers. So you have the Packers and what's going on with them. And I don't know if there are any valuable bets to make there, but you can obviously talk about your opinion there. And then Michael Thomas's injury for the Saints, whether he will miss kind of some games to start the regular season. Does any of that, that kind of whirlwind of news that we had today, does that make you want to bet on anything?
Yeah, so it made me feel a little bit more confident in a few things here. So I like the Vikings to win the division here potentially at plus 260 or plus a little bit higher than that in some spots. You know, I think that even with Rodgers, they're closer to a 50-50 shot than what the odds are giving them. I mean, their defense last season was pathetic, you know, 25th in EPA, and they spent most of free agency trying to fix that, adding Patrick Peterson, Dalvin Tomlinson, Xavier Woods, Mackenzie Alexander. And last year, the offense was decently efficient, 10th in EPA, 9th in passing EPA, added Christian Darrisaw in the first round. And now you have all this uncertainty about Rodgers and now Devontae Adams. I mean, I think that they both probably come back and then they play, but I think that even if they do come back, that the Vikings, you know, at anything better than 2-1 to win the division is very much in play. So in terms of that, that's kind of what I'm doing. And I'm not really touching any Packers stuff because, again, there's just a lot of uncertainty. There's also actually DraftKings was floating a prop. It was first and second in the division, Vikings, Bears. I believe it was at 9-1. So if you want to bet that, if you do think that neither of those guys play this season, I think that that's actually really likely to hit if that happens. In terms of the Michael Thomas stuff, the more I think about it without Michael Thomas, I almost think that the Saints might start Taysom Hill. And I know that it's just tough for me to imagine a passing offense without Michael Thomas in it with Jameis Winston and how much of a disaster it could be. Whereas Taysom Hill is at least going to provide some rushing, you know, ability, and, you know, Sean Payton can kind of gear up game plans for him. For me, though, my biggest position probably will be I'm going to lay the juice on the Bucs winning the division without Michael Thomas to start the season. And I think that our guys over 4 for 4 have been projected to miss the first 4-ish games of the season. I believe that's the timeline that was given. So, yeah, I mean, Bucks right now, minus 170, minus 150 at some shops. I'd probably take it up to that point. I mean, they're a well-rounded roster. They showed last year that they can do it. The Saints are not the same team they were before. And the Falcons and the Panthers, well, I think the Panthers have some upside, not really enough to knock the Bucks off the top spot there.
Connor, I'm curious, when you take a look at the NFC East, anything there that you're in on that you find interesting that you think there's good value in?
Yeah, so I took some Washington football team over 8 wins, and I also took them to win the division potentially at plus 260 as well. They were a top 10 unit last year defensively, and you know they only added to that. They added William Jackson there instead of Ronald Darby, which is a pretty good addition. And then they were also, their offensive line made a huge turnaround from what we thought going into last season to what they ended up at. Ended up as a top 10 unit by most metrics. And then they also kept building on top of that, trading Eric Flowers, signing Charles Leno, drafting Sam Cosmi in the second round. And obviously their biggest weakness last year, quarterback play. I mean, they were trotting out probably the worst trio of quarterbacks in the league cumulatively. And now they signed Ryan Fitzpatrick, who I'm not really necessarily super excited about as a career journeyman, but I think that he should at least provide, you know, stable league average quarterback play in a lot of areas. And you gave him a little bit more weapons, adding Curtis Samuel, adding Adam Humphries, De'Ami Brown in the draft, still having Terry McLaurin and Logan Thomas. And beyond that, I mean, Washington football team won the division last year, going 2-5 in one score games, which tends to regress year over year. So I'm confident they get to 9 wins, and I think that taking them to potentially win the division is also worth a stab, considering Dallas's defense is still really rough. Their offense is obviously going to be, you know, lights out, but I think that Washington can play them close in a lot of their divisional games.
Connor, in terms of the rest of the NFC East, and you were kind enough to give us a list of some of the player props that you bet, and some of them involve an NFC East team that I think is really interesting. I think Nick thinks is interesting too. Moose and I have talked about this team a ton on the show as well. I think the Eagles are like a really interesting discussion point for between a lot of different people. I think a lot of people are on the end of the spectrum that Jalen Hurts stinks, that Sirianni gave a terrible opening press conference, that the team has really underperformed with Peterson as the head coach. So like, is the culture really good? They're like, that's kind of the anti-argument. But I kind of think there's a pro argument too. I kind of like the Eagles. I think the offense might be interesting. Any bets for you on either the Giants or Philly from even a player standpoint?
Yeah, so I actually have a bet on each. So I'll start with the Eagles here. I took Jalen Hurts over on the passing yards. Right now you're seeing that at about 3,600 in most spots. Last season went in the games that he started and completed. He had over 300 yards in two of those games, and then he had about 160 in the other one. For him to be over on this with the 17-game season, he would basically just need to average over a little over 200 passing yards per game, which I think is more than doable for a team where their defense still isn't great, and they should be playing from behind. I mean, given their win total right now, it's looking at about 6.5. They're not expecting to be winning many games. I mean, now if that Eagles team is really good, you know, ideally they're probably going to want to run Jalen Hurts a lot and be able to, you know, kind of ball control a little bit. But, you know, if they're playing from behind, I mean, Jalen Hurts' dual threat ability should, you know, kind of go towards a lot of big plays kind of down the stretch. So I like the over. We haven't projected for 4,500 passing yards, a large margin higher than his prop. So I took the over there. And then I took the under on a Giants wide receiver who's made a, you know, a lot of headlines lately, Kadarius Toney. He's a bit of a raw rookie. His over-under was at 525.5 receiving yards, which already seems crazy low. But when you kind of look at everything that's going on with the Giants, he's going to be competing for targets with Galladay, Shepard, Ingram, Slayton, Saquon Barkley for targets. Probably Saquon Barkley. You know, we don't know when he's going to return. But we have projected for 395.5 receiving yards. The more time that Toney is not on the field and spending bonding with Daniel Jones, I think is more warning signs to fade him as a rookie. Now we've seen with, you know, past Giants rookies where that's come back to bite us and Odell Beckham. But, you know, right now I'm willing to bet that Toney is not on the same caliber as him.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Bowl and Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Bowl and Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code Odyssey and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to bowlandbranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com.
Connor, how about when you look at Mahomes and the Chiefs? Anything there?
Yeah, so right now, DraftKings is actually floating a prop. Mahomes to break the NFL passing record at plus 450 over at DraftKings. I actually like that a lot. Right now, we launched a player prop tool over 4 for 4. You can plug in the value there. It gives us a 33% edge. Our projection actually has it at 55-46. NFL passing record was 5,470. The Chiefs bolstered their offensive line with Orlando Brown, signed Joe Thuney, and drafted Creed Humphrey. I mean, they know that they cannot let what happened in the Super Bowl happen again. And maybe they'll use that to dominate the trenches and run the ball a bit more, but their defense is not good enough for them to just be able to consistently run the ball over teams, too late in the game. So I like the Mahomes to break the NFL passing record, especially at plus 450. I think it should be closer to plus 200, or even considering our projections have him actually projected to break the NFL passing record with that extra game this season.
Connor, when I looked at the list of bets that you sent over, and I did a bit on this a couple segments ago with college football, where like we usually get the really good teams right before the year and we get the really bad teams right, and I tend to find the value is kind of between those two, basically in the middle, so like 6 to 10 wins in the mm-hmm. NFL, something like that. And then I see one bet that you have, and it's not that I disagree with it, but it's like, I think we all know this team's going to be terrible. I think we all think the Detroit Lions are going to be just awful. Like, I think we all kind of understand that. And the win total, I believe, is 5 in the market. I mean, you might have a different number, and that would obviously make me want to make a bet. But I think I've seen 5 for them projected to be basically the worst team in the NFL aside from Houston. But you like the under on this team, despite the fact we all kind of think they're going to be terrible. So kind of make the case how you think the Lions are going to be literally even worse than we all imagine.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing is that everything except for their defensive line. And I think that the downgrade from Stafford to Goff is massive. And then beyond that, like the coaching staff as well, you know, Anthony Lynn now in tow. Jared Goff was, really, I think, coddled by Sean McVay. And that's kind of spoken in the stats there. Sean McVay led the league in play action over the past 3 years. Goff has been worse in EPA completion rate and yards per attempt without play action in his entire career. Meanwhile, Anthony Lynn's Chargers last season ranked 24th in play action rate. And then now he's going to be throwing to, you know, Breshad Perriman, Tyrell Williams, Khalif Raymond. And then I guess their best pass catcher is probably TJ Hockenson, who is good, but I'm not really sure that that's enough for them to sustain offense. Really, for me, I think their offensive line is going to be solid. I would say above average, with the addition of Penei Sewell. But their defense still last year was not good, and they made marginal additions to really improve that. Their run defense was third to last in EPA, 27th in adjusted sack rate. Their pass defense was dead last in EPA. So, I mean, they spent a late third on a corner. Hypothetically, their secondary gets better with some of the younger guys. But again, I think that's more of a projection. So really, you're looking at a massive quarterback downgrade, no weapons to throw to, and a defense that's still probably going to stink. Right now, Vegas has look-ahead lines. They are not projected to win a single game. They're underdogs in every single game. In 11 of their 17 games, they're an underdog by a touchdown or more. So for me, I think that, you know, they're probably, I think 5 wins is in their range of outcomes. But really more likely to me, I think that they're more in the 3 to 5 range more often than not. So I like the under 5 wins. I don't see them winning 6 games. But yeah, that's kind of my rationale. I do think that they could end up at 5 though, if a few games break their way.
We're talking to Connor Allen, a director of betting of 4 for 4, also Move the Line podcast. Check him out there, the host there. Connor, how about anything around the Jacksonville Jaguars with their flashy new quarterback and new head coach in Urban Meyer?
Yeah, so just off the top, I think they're a sneaky team to potentially win the division, like at a long shot there. It was like a plus 1,200 at BetMGM, and just like, I think they have that kind of upside. Now, it's not something that I'm, you know, hammering or anything, but you know, a little sprinkle there I think is interesting, just obviously with the addition of Trevor Lawrence and some good passing weapons. And the new coaching staff has made some questionable moves, and I'm a little concerned about how Urban Meyer translates to the NFL here. But I think that they're a volatile team, and they could very easily end up with like 4 wins or, 10 in a division that I think is largely underwhelming. But in terms of player props that I have hit, Travis Etienne under 650.5 rushing yards. So they're playing Travis Etienne at wide receiver to start rookie camp, and they still have James Robinson. They signed Carlos Hyde in the offseason. I mean, maybe one of them is in the final roster, but at the moment, both those players kind of profile take away some of the early down work, while Etienne is used as like an Alvin Kamara pass game specialist plus role, which for fantasy football, that's great news. That's good that he's going to be catching a lot of passes. But if you're looking at just raw rushing totals, that's not something that I'm sure he's going to get too much of. Not to mention, like, how many games are the Jags going to be winning? Are they going to be really grinding away the clock at the end of the game? I'm not really so sure. So we have projected for 477.9 rushing yards. I like the under 650 and would probably take it down to about 600.
Connor, we have about 2 to 3 minutes left. Maybe we get a couple more players with you. I definitely want to ask you about Javonte Williams. So second round pick for the Broncos, running back from North Carolina. And, I'm starting to rewatch a lot of game film, just condensed games from college football teams last year, just to kind of refamiliarize myself. Like, all right, what did this team do? Okay, like, how did their offense operate? Who did they go through? It is impossible to watch like any of North Carolina's big games from last year and not be like absolutely like smacked in the face by how good Javonte Williams is. I mean, just insane explosive plays, catching the ball, running for long gains, ton of touchdowns, runs over guys. Like, I mean, just absolutely insane. Like, how does that kind of carry over to the NFL and his projections and maybe a prop that you like?
Yeah, so I love Javonte Williams in general. I think that he was a great pick by the Broncos. But, there's a lot of buzz about Melvin Gordon potentially being cut or being traded to the Rams, for in wake of the Cam Akers news. But, recently I actually just spoke with Benjamin Albright, an NFL insider type of guy. He's saying that there's no way that Melvin Gordon gets cut or traded and that he's actually the starter. So for me, that makes it a little bit concerning in terms of Javonte Williams' output and kind of like how that works for his stats. Right now we haven't projected for right about his rushing prop, which is 800.5. I think the market actually kind of got a little bit ahead of themselves there. So we have him at 726. The biggest thing here for me, though, is that and something that I'm waiting to play, I haven't played it yet, but if Melvin Gordon is still around prior to the season, still on the roster, none of that pans out, and he's still there, and all the things are going to be a 1-2 punch. Javonte Williams right now is lined for 7.5 touchdowns. That's a bit rich if Melvin Gordon is still going to be there, probably taking some goal line carries. We have projected for 5 touchdowns. If they're both projected to go in as like the co-1A, 1B, or even maybe Javonte Williams is the clear number 2, I'll be hammering the under on 7.5 touchdowns, but I do think Javonte Williams, the long play, and potentially if Melvin Gordon goes down or is gone, is going to absolutely smash. Like you said, very talented player and set up for success, I think, on this Broncos team.
Hit him up on Twitter at Connor Allen NFL. Connor Allen, director of betting at 4for4, also the host of the Move the Line podcast. Hey, Connor, we appreciate the time here on this Friday. Good luck with all your plays and have a great weekend, all right?
Yeah, you as well. Thank you guys for having me on.
You got it. And Ken is a huge fan of Javonte Williams.
One of the reasons I like North Carolina's under this year is that he's not there anymore. between Carter and him, I mean, just like 70 touchdowns. I mean, not 70, but like explosive play. I mean, just insane production. Insane. Neither of those guys there anymore. So yeah.
We're going to talk a little baseball. MLB trade deadline a week away. John Heyman will join the program next. It's You Better You Bet, BetQL.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The prop king, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.